Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Brett Herron is the Secretary General of the Good Party. He's a mayoral candidate for Cape Town, and he's joining us right now and to hear his take on the SIU report. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Okay, your take on, did you read all 114 pages?
I skimmed it. I am a lawyer by profession. I can read documents quickly by skimming.
All right, fine. Okay, so you're better off than me because I started reading it and then I thought, you know what? Let's just find somebody who actually has read it. Right. Tell us your take on it.
Well, I mean, it's just another, another example of how rotten so many of our public officials are. Mm-hmm. The moral stuff aside, the fact that funding that should have been used for what was decimating almost the economy and many millions of lives around the world was being kind of siphoned off to buy, secondhand vehicles for the minister's son, and the communications tender is just an appalling financial arrangement. So that aside, that we can be outraged just at the kind of disgusting abuse of public funds at a time when so many of us were vulnerable in our businesses and in our lives and our livelihoods is one part. The other part is that I think that the publication of the report, we must welcome that, because the best way for us to stamp out corruption is to shine a bright light on those who commit these corrupt transactions or concoct these corrupt transactions.
Right.
So I welcome that the president has published the report finally, and that the SIU identifies who should be prosecuted and for what. Of course, the report is silent on, although it implicates the former Minister of Health and his family, it doesn't go as far as saying, they should be prosecuted. So that is a bit of yesterday there was lots of discussion about why the SIU avoided that recommendation. And it's unfortunate that it didn't go that far, but I don't think that should hold the National Prosecuting Authority back. I mean, there's prima facie evidence of corrupt activities, including the former minister. And the NPA working with the Hawks must investigate and probably prosecute, regardless of what the SIU says.
What's not written in the report, I imagine, because it doesn't really form part of the scope of it, is the fact that the president stood up and looked us in the proverbial eye and said, there won't be corruption around these funds. And whilst he was doing that, the very people he was entrusting with this money were doing just that. What does this say about the level of corruption, the level of disdain, the arrogance, and the fact that given that all the limited or measured response that the president has had, given the fact that he was humiliated over this?
Well, I mean, look, the president, I expect was conveying a message that he didn't want to tolerate or wouldn't tolerate corruption around this. Of course, there's 20 or so ministers and 30 or so deputy ministers and all the DGs and acting DGs. So there's a whole government that for want of a better word, kind of falls under him. And making a statement like that, doesn't necessarily speak for all those who surround him. So I think he was conveying a message quite clearly that he wouldn't tolerate corruption around this. But the, amongst his closest or most trusted colleagues, they were deeply involved in corrupt activities. And this digital vibes thing seems to go back further than just the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, digital vibes has been attached to the former Minister of Health when he was the former Minister of Cooperative Governance. So there's there's a relationship that goes quite far back. So, I mean, I'm sure the president is disappointed and wounded. I would be if I made a statement like that and the people that I appoint to positions breach my trust or break my trust and breach my confidence. I think it was unfortunate when the president did the reshuffle of the cabinet that he wasn't more emphatic that the resignation of the former minister Mkhize was either requested by the president because of the outcome of this investigation. So there was an opportunity for him to send an even clearer message that there are consequences if you breach my trust.
Do you think this strengthens him or weakens him?
Well, I think that the internal dynamics of the ANC is something that I won't understand. So I don't know whether it strengthens or weakens him inside the ANC. I think from my outside observation, it seems to be a rising number of people within the ANC who do want to clean it up. But, amongst them are, in their executive and their party executive and even our government executive, there are members who are saying they want to clean it up, but are actively participating in corrupt activities. So I think that the fact that Mkhize is gone, and whether that was, requested by the president, and that the SIU report is published, and I expect that the president will not interfere or in any prosecution, I think strengthens him in terms of trying to clean up. But I understand that within the ANC, he's treading a very delicate path of trying to keep unity and keep the party together while trying to clean up. And that's almost an impossible task, because if you're going to clean up, you're going to have to step on some toes those toes may belong to your closest friends.
Yeah. What is your, as the good party, your reaction to it?
So, I mean, as I say, we welcome the release of the report. We encourage that kind of transparency. If we're going to kill corruption, if it's even possible anywhere in the world to completely kill corruption, the best way to do so is to shine light on those who perform these corrupt or concoct these corrupt transactions. I would like the National Prosecuting Authority to start showing that they are committed to prosecuting those who have been fingered for corruption. So we need to see some swift action from the National Prosecuting Authority. We had a kind of complete sweep and clean out of the leadership of the NPA about 2 or 3 years ago. And we're starting to see some prosecutions that we've been waiting to see for decades. They're starting to happen. But it would be nice to see some faster transactions, some faster prosecutions, some faster action, so that South Africans can have confidence in the fact that the criminal justice system is working regardless of who you are.